Hello, welcome to my podcast. In today's podcast, I'm going to be talking to you on how to avoid impulsive spending. You know, spending impulsively is a bad habit, of which if you want to save for investments, you need to imbibe a quality saving habit. Okay, before we start, I'll ask you this question. You answer this question truthfully. Number one, does your spouse or partner complain that you spend too much money? Number two, are you surprised each month when your credit card bills arrive at how much more you charged than you thought you had? And number three, do you have more shoes and clothes in your closet than you could ever possibly wear? Number four, do you own every gadget before it's house time to collect dust on a regular store? Number five, do you buy things you don't know you want until you saw them on display in the store? If you answered yes to any two of the above questions, you are an impulse spender and indulge yourself in a retard therapy. This is not a good thing. It will prevent you from saving for the important things like house, new cars, vacations, and retirement. You must set some financial goals and resist spending more on things that don't really matter. Impulsive spending will not only put you on a strain on your finances, but your relationship as well. To overcome the problem, the first thing to do is learn to separate your needs from your wants. Advertisers blaze us hawking their product at us 24/7. The trick is to give yourself a cool off period before you buy anything that you have not planned for. When you go shopping,